your life today.
It's not a coronation, as I've said, but a confirmation process.
She is straight out of central casting for this job.
Judges are to apply the law impartially, not take on social causes or cut down powerful interests.
Be as candid as possible, and it's okay to disagree with us.
All right, it was all about the Supreme Court in Washington today and gun rights, and what a victory for gun owners. But before we jump to that, Elena Kagan dipped her toe in the water, and there was a lot of reaction to Elena Kagan, maybe in a way more than Sonia Sotomayor, or perhaps I'm just confused. Could we alternate the two of them, except for Sotomayor was a judge. There wasn't necessarily a lot of rulings or a lot of paper, but on Kagan, there's none because she's never been a judge. How much does that matter? Or is it the other things about Kagan that bother you? Or do you think she's really a brilliant, dedicated legal mind and is the right person to jump onto the Supreme Court? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. And here are some of the thoughts from senators like Senator Jeff Sessions and Senator Charles Schumer. They couldn't be more different. Senator Lindsey Graham, you just heard that. And Senator John Kyle, too, as well. Right from the get-go, you heard that. You heard Sessions talk about Kagan. Really, this shouldn't be a coronation. Don't crown her yet, so to speak. And then Schumer glowed about her, saying she was perfect for this. And Graham talked about the candidness, and so did John Kyle, saying that she's got to be very candid about what her beliefs are. And this is the problem. The problem is, can you really, we've talked about this before, can you really get a judge who's 100% non-political? And of course, that's not the case. But with the Kagan deal, she doesn't disrupt the Supreme Court anyway. As far as the makeup of it, she's extremely liberal. If she were on the court and had a vote on the gun issue stemming from the case in Chicago, I guarantee it would have been a big fat no. She would not have upheld the Second Amendment. There's no way she would have done that at all. So we're going to talk a little bit more about Kagan. We'll do that throughout the week, I guarantee you. But the big deal with the justices is the fact that they voted 5-4 specifically to uphold the Second Amendment. So the Second Amendment, as Justice Alito said, applying equally to the federal government and the states. The thrust of this whole thing was whether the constitutional right of the people to keep and bear arms applies to local gun control ordinances. The people in Chicago are disarmed and vulnerable. It's ridiculous, the murder rates in that city that have just gone sky high. So if the ban was working so much, then why all of the dead bodies piling up? And what about the people who get mixed up in between it, who are minding their own business and are victims? And that was ultimately how this got all the way up to the Supreme Court, because it was Otis McDonald, who was just a community activist guy who lived on the South Side, was worried about his family, was worried about what the gangs would do. He just wanted a gun in his house for protection, saying, I know there's a chance that I could get broken into, and I don't want my family to die because of the violence around me in my neighborhood. If Mayor Daley has his way and he's going to put up a whole bunch of gun ordinances and try to push it through, that won't happen. If he doesn't, then McDonald is very close to being able to legally have a gun in his house. And so are the other people in Chicago and in a suburb of Oak Park, Illinois, because that was included in that almost 30-year handgun ban. So this is a big, big win for gun owners and for people who want to see the Second Amendment stay intact. I don't think it's a surprise, because I thought it was going to go that way, but you know, you never know when it comes down to the rulings, when it comes down to the justices, even though, yes, the conservatives make up the majority. There can always be something that trips a switch in another direction until they came out with the writings, with the ruling. It wasn't a definite, but it really felt like it was going to go in that direction. Hey, coming up at the end of the hour, you have sports shorts. It didn't go the way it was supposed to go for Andy Roddick, the American who was hoping to make it all the way back to the Wimbledon finals like he did last year in the thriller with Roger Federer that he lost, where he had match points and it looked like he was going to be able to pull it out, but he couldn't do it. This time, he's already knocked out of the tournament. I'll give you the skinny on that. And, of course, day 70 for the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. That poor Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, I think he has to wake up and wish that this could be the day he steps in front of some microphones and says, "My God, man, there is no oil leaking into the Gulf of Mexico. It's a miracle. Praise God. We had the junk shot to end all junk shots, and none of you really knew about it, but here's what happened." I'm sure he wishes, he longs for the day when he would be able to do that. All right, let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. He's our leadoff man. Hey, Sammy.
Hey, how you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How about you?
Let's see. Now, even though the G20 is still over, there's still people demonstrating in front of Toronto Police Headquarters.
Really? Couldn't get enough out of their system with the tear gas and the clubbing and, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, and they're yelling for shame, for shame, for shame. And a whole bunch of people, you know, who are in Toronto, you know, who are from Montreal saying, they targeted us because we're French and because we had Quebec license plates.
Mm.
Oh, please. And the city of Toronto is asking the federal government, who's picking up the tab for all the damage? So they're asking, and, you know, and for all the wages that were lost and all, and whatever that was lost. You know, so they're asking their federal government to, Steve, you know who I mean, Stephen
mm-hmm.
Harper, open up your checkbook, okay? So, you know, it is unfortunate, like I said last night, it gave Toronto a black eye. Some of the French people, like I said, they were stuck up because they were French. All they wanted to do was just demonstrate. But a couple of them admitted that they were anti-globalization and all that. I mean, I agree, you have a right to demonstrate, but like I said, it was a couple of you-know-what disturbers who rocked the boat. So it was like, I mean, it was like, I don't know. I mean, it left a bitter taste in my mouth from my friends in Toronto. And now Toronto, I think, will probably have to come down a notch or two because, yeah, I don't know if you've ever met people from Toronto, but they have this attitude like, the rest of Canada is a suburb of Toronto. So
you know, they do. You're absolutely right. And they're not really crazy about Montreal.
Yeah, but you know how I shut the people in Toronto up? When is the last time the Leafs won the Stanley Cup? Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Yeah, but I'm bummed. Thanks, Sam. He's right. If you want to throw something up in the face of the people who live in Toronto, just talk about the Leafs versus the Canadiens and the storied history of that Canadian team. Coming up, engineers say they're slow drilling on that relief well. What's the beef?
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow, for the rest of your life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Swung into Tuesday in most parts of the country. Welcome to day 71 when it comes to the oil spill. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with you coast to coast and all those ports in between. I really feel for the folks in the Gulf. I really, really do. Salt of the earth people. I've been there so many times, from Alabama to Mississippi to Louisiana and definitely Florida and the area that got hit, Pensacola. Now you got these hurricane warnings. In one second, and that's how it goes, though. In one second, you'll hear, okay, well, it looks like forecasters are saying it may dissipate by the time it gets to the Gulf, or it might just be a tropical storm. So that's not good because of the heavy rains, but you're not going to get what you would get in a hurricane. Now they're saying that the growing tropical storm could be taking aim at the U.S.-Mexico border, and also could push oil from the spill in the Gulf further inland and disrupt what's going on as far as the cleanup is concerned. Oh, just like so what you don't need to hear when you're one of those people combing a beach somewhere, or you're out on the water and doing everything you can, or you're in the marshes trying to prevent it from going further back. But it's not looking real good right now, my friends. Here's what Admiral Thad Allen had to say about Alex.
We have to evacuate the site because of a hurricane. We estimate that there could be a break of about 14 days to take down the equipment, move it off to a safe place, and bring it back and reestablish the drilling.
We think that the maximum impact of Alex passing by could produce seas of 10 to 12 feet sometime in the next 36 hours or so.
Woo! So the disruption, the timeline, you heard about him talking about the seas there and how rough it could be. That's just too bad. I hope that it veers off course and then the forecast changes again, which we know it's not a definite thing. It's Mother Nature. It has to do with weather. It has to do with certain patterns, and it could change. But right now, it's definitely looking like it'll hit the target. In the meantime, BP says the rig drilling the relief well, that's really the best hope. Forget the junk shot stuff. It is the best hope of stopping the oil spill. It's about 20 feet horizontally within the blowout well that's gushing all the crude that we're seeing. And you know that's happening when you have a senior VP who's willing to talk about it and say that we're going to go an additional 900 feet down before they go sideways. They cut in sideways and start pumping in heavy mud to stop the flow from the damaged well. So right now it's about 16,770 plus feet down. They say that they're being very cautious because they don't want to delay it even further. They have to make sure everything's lined up correctly and that the well is on target to be finished by probably early August. And they're also even doing a second well as a backup to it because there's no way to know 100%. But they have a big degree of confidence because they've done it before in relief wells. So there is that. There is August as the possibility of seeing this thing plugged up as a result of it. But, man, I'm telling you, that is a very long time. And we're talking about 71 days into this. Then what happens with the hurricane? Boy, that'd be enough to zap your enthusiasm for trying to keep looking at the glasses half full. If you're there and you're looking at your shrimp boat, you're looking at your boat and the fact you got empty nets on it and you don't have the crew on there. And I don't want everything to be negative on this show. Boy, it certainly seems like it, doesn't it? And we've barely scratched the surface here. All right, let me give you some good news. The good news is Scott Brown is a man of his word. The senator from Massachusetts said, hey, when he was elected as a Republican, he's not always going to go in the direction of the Republicans. He's going to go with what's right for the people of Massachusetts. And he will play along absolutely with the GOP when he feels that it's correct in the legislation. Well, he didn't like financial reform because of some of the stuff that stuck in financial reform and the fact that really, if you look deeper into what's being proposed, it's not going to stop some of the nonsense that we've had in the past. There's no guarantee it stops any of the banks too big to fail. So what's the point? The point is to play on the drama of everybody being so upset by AIG and what happened in the wake of that and Fannie and Freddie, although that's never talked about, but people being upset about all the money that was just thrown out to the banks that needed it and ultimately with no strings attached. Okay, well, what are you doing with the money? Oh, you're paying bonuses so you can keep people who screwed up the system in the first place. I get it. So what I'm trying to say, it's pretty simple. Let's just cut through the clutter. What's being proposed does not address that threat, really. It looks like it on the surface, but it doesn't. So Scott Brown said, well, this is no. He's saying I'm a no. I'm a no on this. And that means the Democrats have to try to figure out a way to come up with the votes that they need. And now with, sadly, Robert Byrd, who should be applauded even if I didn't agree with a lot of the things that he voted for, he was a guy who was always present, almost like perfect attendance all the years that he was part of first the House, but then the Senate. You'd be hard-pressed to find anyone like that. You elect these people, and then they're not there for half the votes because they're somewhere else. But at least he was there. He was there for them. Byrd, being out of the equation, he would have been a definite on financial reform, means there could be a little bit of a wait anyway as far as passing that. I think it does pass, but maybe there has to be more of a give and take even than is being proposed right now. Because if there's not enough votes, well, then, of course, you know, do the math. It's not going to go through. And if that doesn't happen, I think it's a good thing. If you're going to have financial reform, it has to be tweaked in the right direction. It doesn't have to hit with a hammer over the head. Some of the banks that would definitely be directly related to all of us where your fees would be jacked up. And I think I said this, and, you know, I was joking, but in reality, it's kind of like that. You might as well put your money under the mattress with some of the things that are being proposed. But, you know, that never really comes out, and it's never completely clear. It's like this old expression that my grandfather used to say, it's as clear as mud. That's what it is. It's as clear as mud. So why do we want this? We don't want it unless it's done at least 90% correctly, right? And I'm glad that Scott Brown decided to jump up and say, forget about it. I'm not going to go in this direction. All right, something else that caught my eye today that might have been lost on some of you, because, like I said, there's so much happening. There's so much buzz. I call it water cooler buzz, and some of it positive, some of it downright negative, and some of it frightening. How about General McChrystal, who last week pretty much got removed thanks to the Rolling Stone magazine, and, you know, he shot his mouth off about a couple of different things. Really, his aides did. Most of the juicy stuff came from them. So now that he's not the top dog in Afghanistan, he's not the U.S. commander there. Remember, he's a 4-star general. He's decided to retire. He hasn't turned in his papers yet, but he's going to retire. What's interesting to McChrystal retiring is the fact that he just was made last year a 4-star general. So in being made the 4-star general, there's a big difference between what he would get as a 4-star guy versus a 3-star guy. And so quitting the Army after the controversy, the strange thing is, because he doesn't have enough years under the 4 stars, you have to have, I think, at least 3. It means that you still could get the benefits of that extra star, and it's a big deal. The president might have to decide on that issue. Can you believe it? So it would be Obama's call if he could say, oh, yeah, let him retire as a 4-star general versus, you know, the retirement papers. He would be paid with the retirement benefits with the rank of, you know, 3-star guy. The Secretary of the Army, too, can allow officers with as little as 2 years of service to keep the retirement rank. But how crazy is this that Obama might have to use his power as Commander-in-Chief to allow McChrystal to keep all 4 stars? Do you think he'd do it? Do you think he'll keep him at the 4-star level? Or do you think he'll say, nah, forget about it? Ooh, that's crazy, huh? 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your 2 cents on anything and everything we've talked about.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on GCNLive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
But sober people don't know that it's about. Go down the curb that don't say, ow, ow. But sober people don't know that it's about.
I think people are on vacation. Wake up, America. Man, I would think we would have blowout phone lines. Where's Mark? Where's Stu? Where's the celebrating over what the Supreme Court decided in Washington today? Pretty big 5-4 decision upholds Second Right Amendments. And how about the snake, Mayor Daley, where he has this bloody city and the people are scared to death on the south side of Chicago? They just want to be able to defend themselves. But he wants to hurry up and get more gun ordinances out so that they can't do that, to try to create more of a fight, since this 30-year ban would be null and void, still has to be go through the court system, but would be killed. Now he wants to make sure that there's something in place in Chicago. And we say it over and over again. You know my expression about there's too many dead horses already flying around the studio. But when you have statistics that honestly bear out that handguns flat out are killing more people, are turning the nation upside down, creating chaos, leading to unnecessary deaths, innocent people, bloodshed all over the place, that's a different story. But you look at the places like England, where they can't have a gun and defend themselves. And you tell me the answer when you look statistically at what's happened there versus what's happened in the United States. But every time there is some kind of an incident involving a gun, especially when it comes to kids and schools and all that, then you know it's going to get blown up. And it is horrific, whether it's a college campus or an elementary school or whatever, or a random shooting. Of course, it's outrageous. It's hideous. But think of the amount of people we have in this country. Think of the reverse statistics where people have been able to save children, where they've been able to defend their family instead of having a gun pointed at the back of their head and being killed, which happens in too many in home invasions or somebody being even pistol whipped, whatever, but you have no defense. And that's the whole idea of the Second Amendment. Yeah, we know we're talking about hundreds of years ago, but the forefathers were right to put that in there because they saw what happened with the British. They saw what happened when they were under siege, and moving ahead to today's times, when you think of the people in Chicago who can't get out of the circumstances they're in, they can't afford to get out of where they are, even though they're trying to get out, and there are plenty of people that fall to that in-between category, why should they not be able to defend their family? And I only say this outside of Chicago because that's part of what this case was about in front of the Supremes. And we're talking about a 30-year gun ban for all the people living there, where you can't, you take it for granted when you live in an area where it's possible. So Texas, for example, with concealed and carry, you don't even think about it. Concealed and carry, yes, there are people that are packing, but there are people that we can talk to that can tell you how some hideous things were prevented because they were doing that, because they were able to do it. And we can give you the reverse scenarios, too. So this is a huge, huge victory for gun right advocates. No matter how you turn this around, it's huge. But I think in Chicago, Daley's going to push heavy for this, and it's not, by any stretch of the imagination, it's not going to be a layup that it's just simply a given. I mentioned before we stepped aside McChrystal and how crazy it is that he tells the Army he's going to retire. He's G.I. Joe to the max. The guy's whole life is, it's Army, Army, baby, that's it. So much so he had tunnel vision, that was the problem, because now you have to deal with the politics. You can't just be a general, you got to deal with the politics of it, and you have to deal with the press, because you're the commander in Afghanistan, and so the whole loose lips thing is what really bit McChrystal. At 55, he's notified the Army of his plans. He hasn't done the paperwork routine yet, so it's not a definite date of when it happens, but it'll probably take a couple of months or so. But what happens at the end of this long and pretty much distinguished Army career over the Rolling Stone magazine? Does he get to leave intact with the rank of a four-star general? Or no, because under Army rules, it's just not a given. You have to serve 3 years, I already explained this, under the four stars to retain the rank with all the retirement benefits and the prestige. And it's a pretty big deal, as all of you know. Four stars is huge. So what happens? Obama gets the decision most likely. Whew. And remember, McChrystal was the Pentagon's choice to run the war following what was going on with the Taliban. And he replaced General McKernan, who was also a four-star general. And he was fired for failing to apply the counterinsurgency strategy. So he retired from the Army almost immediately. Wow, this Afghanistan is a career killer for these generals. Now you have Petraeus, and then the Senate Armed Services Committee, it's an official kind of thing. They have a confirmation hearing on Tuesday for Petraeus. He's nominated, because you forget about that step, and it's a big step. He'll get it, but he's nominated to step in for McChrystal as the top guy. All right, let's take a few, shall we? 800-259-5791. My man, Stu in Kentucky, how about the Supremes?
Hey, Katie. I think I'm like this. First of all, the reason Daley don't want anybody having guns is so him and all his crooked buddies can still run the deal. I mean, look, Chicago, they had to dang National Guard in there last month.
Yep.
You remember that with all the violence and all the crime and all the shootings? And I guarantee you that 99.99% of them wasn't legal to have a gun to begin with, because most of them had felons.
I agree.
Goes to prove that, you know, when you do that kind of crap and you say, hey, nobody can have guns, well, then it's the innocent guys like you, me, and Mark, and Smothers, Don, that doesn't have guns, that are kind of helpless. Well, I wouldn't be helpless because it'd be a cold day in hell. My wife's ex-husband's in the Navy, I've told you before.
Mm-hmm.
And him and his wife and his kids lived up there in Chicago. He was stationed at Great Lakes. He could not take his gun off the base to go home. Here is a man who is in the United States Navy. They sent him over to Iraq now. He's in Camp Balad now to defend his country, but he cannot take a firearm off of Great Lakes property in Great Lakes, Illinois, off a naval base.
How
to
crazy.
Go home to live in his house because it's illegal to take that gun in the city of Chicago. His house got broke into. I think it started as a home invasion. Somebody woke up kind of actually startled because they kicked one of the windows in. But it had nothing there to protect his family. Nothing there to defend his family. And so it's ignorant. I mean, you know, Kennesaw, Georgia has got it on their law books. You can go to Kennesaw and look it up. And I think it's been since 81 or 82. It's a city, ordinance. You have to own a gun. Have to own a gun.
Yeah.
Because they had so many break-ins in the early 80s. And the city council said, all right, everybody has to own a gun. The break-ins calmed down. And Kennesaw still is a pretty mild town. So I think it's great. I think it's something that needed to be done for a long time. And it's our constitutional right. The Chicago machine can kiss our ass.
Yeah, and so the Supreme Court upholds it. Americans have the right to own a gun for self-defense anywhere they live.
It's awesome. Like I said, when people are in the Navy, stationed at Great Lakes, and they cannot, and these guys are trained with their firearms, cannot take their firearms off base, or cannot have a firearm in their home because they're taking a chance of being court-martialed because it's breaking a law. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. That is ridiculous.
And when it comes to my family, you can put me in jail. You can put me on top of the jail, under the jail, inside. It doesn't matter what you're going to do. I will defend myself and my family to the fullest extent. Doesn't matter, because if it's me or them, it's your sweet ass. It's going to be them.
Yep.
I agree. So.
I agree.
Jake.
Good one, Stu. Hey, the example was great. He told us about Great Lakes and the Navy, and I knew that about Great Lakes. My husband was in the Navy, and he told me that because he was on that same base, so he didn't have break-ins or anything. So Stu's story took it a step further, actually. That's crazy that the guy's in the Navy, and he kicks in gets the window kicked in, alerts them, but how does he defend his family when here he is fighting for his country? It makes absolutely no sense. Wow. All right, quickly, we go to the email. Ooh. And you had a lot to say about guns. Izzy says yes and yes and yes. Hooray for the Supremes. Woo, 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 woo. Thank God. She's not the only one. Big Paul, thumbs up, Kate. Red letter day for the Supremes. I love them all, even the ones who didn't vote for it because it went through. When you say the statistics bear it out, you are absolutely correct. And that's the thing. I said if you could prove and it was absolutely ridiculous the other way, I get it. All right, much more to come, including we're going to lighten the load a little bit with sports shorts.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar.
a special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drain. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black.
Speaking of a kick in the head, that's where we start with sports shorts. What's going on with the American men in tennis? These guys got to start holding it up, and I know, yeah, tennis, trust me, has become such a competitive sport, not like it wasn't before, but we used to have some players that would be there, the Pete Sampras days and John McEnroe and even Andre Agassi. I can go through some others, but now they wilt. Andy Roddick was incredible last year, and he really almost should have beaten Roger Federer. He could have beaten Roger Federer. He was right there. Now, sadly, Andy Roddick is an also-ran in this year's tournament in England. He was knocked out by Yen-Sun Liu. And you say who? Yeah, Yen-Sun Liu. So here's what Andy Roddick had to say after his dramatic five-set loss.
Yeah, and it never gets easier. I mean, of course I'm going to be pissed off when I wake up tomorrow. I mean, what do you... You know, if you got fired from your job, you probably wouldn't wake up the next day in a great mood. I mean, come on, let's go. We're better. We're better than those questions.
Ooh. I guess it is a stupid question. How do you feel after getting knocked out? He was the fifth seed in the tournament, and the match was almost 5 hours long. It was like four and a half, and he was obviously upset. to lose to 26-year-old Lou. This was Lou's take on it all.
I mean, if I didn't end, I mean, even now, I was thinking it's a dream or something happened. I couldn't imagine this moment now, yes.
Yeah, so how about that? Lou is the first Asian man to reach the quarters of any Grand Slam since 1995. Get to a fifth set, and he believes he can win, and he did. Roddick had 38 aces because he's got the big serve, but he converted only one of eight breakpoint chances. And Lou also finished with 22 aces, so he's done. Another one bites the dust. Rafa Nadal is still around, and so is Roger Federer. It could become another showdown between the two of them if Rafa's knees hold up. Another quick side note to Wimbledon. It's the fact that Nadal, and I was watching this match, he was fined $2,000 for receiving coaching. His uncle Tony is his coach, and the chair umpire kept motioning to him that I know he's saying something to you, he's giving you signals, whatever. And Rafa at one point was telling him to stop it. So he was fined, like I said, for getting coaching during his third round match. The French umpire said that Uncle Tony was giving him some signals. This was, I want to say it was on Saturday. It was Saturday when that happened. And what Rafa and his uncle/coach are saying is, look, I was just giving him encouragement. See, this has been going on for a long time, that the people that are in these boxes, that are the coaches, especially with the challenges, which means the players can challenge a call. They have signals that go on with the coaches. Not all of them, but a lot of them look up, and that's exactly what's happening. So they caught Rafa and decided to show him who's boss. Matt, do you love that? To him, what's $2,000? That's like a buck. It's the $2,000 fine to Rafa Nadal for getting coached is like a dollar.
Well, I mean, when you got the massive pocketbooks, it's just like when the NFL and the NBA players get fined. Like, who is it? Phil Jackson's always getting fined for criticizing the refs, but he makes $1 billion. So it doesn't matter. Like, oh, I got fined $100,000. Who cares?
I know, but it is good that they called that, because I don't think that's right. If the rule is, okay, forget the whole, you know, the challenge, you're on your own. Don't keep looking up to the box. Gee, should I challenge that shot? Come on. It's stupid. They need to be able to do it on their own anyway. The Williams sisters, hey, they're not getting the coaching. They figure it out on their own. Let's go to Tom in Texas. Hey, Mr. Armed and Agitated, how about the Supreme Court ruling?
Well, if you look at the big picture, I mean, it's pretty nice, but, they're saying that everybody gets to own a gun and no state and city can override the Supreme Court ruling, but if you look at the large picture, now they're going to stack the Supreme Court. And as soon as they get it stacked full of liberals, they're going to pass we shut off the gun faucet.
Yeah, I hope not. I think that it's going to be, there is going to be challenges. You're absolutely right. That's what I said about the mayor of Chicago talking about the ordinances. But I think, and now you say goodbye to Justice Paul Stevens, and probably in comes Elena Kagan. But, and so you're just trading pieces of the game out because they're both liberal. If she in fact gets confirmed. But the fact that they came up with the 5-4 vote, it does cast certainly doubt on the handgun bans in Chicago. But what's going to happen? You're right. Could the right to keep and bear arms survive all the legal challenges? And the answer is it's not going to survive all the legal challenges. It depends on where you live, and it depends on what the ordinances are. But I still see it as a win, because some places at least will see it flip in their direction, I hope. I hope that happens, but I can't guarantee that, because who knows what the local city councils will decide.
Well, they said a city or a state could not override the Supreme Court ruling, so they can't do anything about it. What I'm talking about is, as soon as another Supreme Court judge retires, then that 5-4 is going to swing around the other direction.
Right, but I wouldn't worry about something that hasn't happened yet. Don't worry about it. Obama could be out by then because you're talking about 2012. I don't know. The way it's looking and even the most liberal people I know and Democrats are not happy with this guy. So I don't know that I would worry about something that hasn't happened yet. And even though, even though the Supreme Court said that, there still can be challenges. There still can come up with the ordinances, and it still can end up in fights. But I think it'll be upheld. I think it'll be upheld in some places, and it'll go down in other places. But it's good. That's good. Don't worry about what could happen with the liberals, and if another liberal would get on the court bench, because it's not going to happen yet.
It's nice that it's what they did now. Now, about guns, you know, I was a truck driver. I ran 48 states in Canada for 30 years. Now, I carried weapon everywhere I went. Now, I used to haul meat and produce to New York City. I got
right.
out of truck, ma'am.
Right, and because what could happen is somebody could hijack you, right?
Well, yeah, across the GW. I got off at 78th Street. I went all the way down to 112th Street, down Broadway, and we parked and slept there all night. Now, that's not a good area of town. Now, the cops told us, they came up, knocked on our door, said, y'all got guns? I said, well, matter of fact, I do. And they said, well, I'm telling you, this is a bad area. If anybody gives you a problem, neutralize the threat and drive off, come back in 45 minutes, it'll all be taken care of.
I love that.
I said, what do you do with them? They say, we throw them in the East River, not worth the paperwork.
Oh, that's a great story. I love that story. And you're right, it's such a rough area that you'd have to sleep with one eye open and one hand on the gun.
Exactly. You know, when me and my wife ran together for 7 years, we both were packing. Now, I've been caught 3 times in California with concealed weapon, and every time I got caught, it was yes or no, sir, and they told me just put it back under my pillow and load it at night. So that's just exactly what I did. But the thing boiling down said that if they do anything, you know, the old saying is you'd rather be judged by 12 as carried by 6.
Yeah. Amen to that. You're absolutely right. I love that. Judged by 12, carried by 6. I'm going to have to steal another one from you. That's a good one.
Yeah, well, I saw a bumper sticker the other day, and it said, tennis players play with their balls. Is that true?
Tom, you're always entertaining. You got a rim shot. That is huge. We rarely hand those out. Thanks, Tom. Oh, his stories are good. If you have any stories you want to share with us, do it americatonight.net.